Chapter 2, Manage Your Money to Stay on Schedule. Bill paying may be simplified if it's done at scheduled times during the month as we discussed. Depending upon how many bills you get, you're able to establish set times monthly so none of your bills will be late. If you're paying bills as you receive them, chances are you're spending a bit much time in front of the checkbook. Although bills might say payable upon receipt, there's always a grace period. Call the creditor to discover when they need to get payment before the bill is considered late and use these tips. Keep up. Wouldn't matters just be more comfortable if everybody had an accountant to handle all the financial matters in his life? For those who cannot afford to maintain an accountant on retainer, you need to answer as your own accountant and discover how to supervise your money, where it goes, and what it's for. Here are a few ideas to help you if you're a tad bit uncertain how to go about addressing the money matters. As previously stated, organize. It's all important for your bills and receipts to be organized and in order. This is because you may wind up paying the incorrect amounts and losing track of your list of costs. As stated in Chapter 1, one way to go about this would be keep a bin or a file folder of each week that a bill is due and keep the receipts filed also. Let's suppose you pay for water, electricity, and cable television monthly. Put them all in their respective bins according to due date, which should be updated every time you open your bills. Make sure you appropriate funds every payday. On payday, head toward your stack of bills and figure out the revenue you need to reserve for each bill that you have to pay. Make this your top priority. Then set aside a particular amount every payday, which should go to a savings account. The remainder would now be your pocket money or your so-called disposable income. Pay for bills online or consolidate bill payments. Acquaint yourself with how to pay for your bills online. A few banks and financial institutions actually let you consolidate your bills into merely one payment. Not only will this save you time and energy, but it would likewise be a beneficial way for you to track your bills, as you'll be able to see a record of all the payments you've made. Don't blow your time any longer by going to the physical building and paying each bill over the counter. It would be easier and much more efficient for you if you are able to do it from the comfort of your own home or office. You can always discuss your monthly bills with your loved ones if needed. If for a certain month you notice that your water bill is exceptionally higher than the former months, advise your family members to attempt to save on consumption. If you're open with your loved ones about this, they'll better value money and finances, and they may begin helping out through simple ways, like unplugging appliances when not in use. Make sure you review your bills from time to time. Make certain that you don't miss out on any payments to prevent penalty charges and to prevent messing up your budget. Begin with a fresh start every month without any leftover accounts payable so your bills don't pile up. The magic to managing your finances and paying bills on time is prioritization and organization. Sure, everybody wants to purchase the newest car, gadget, clothes, or jewelry. But bills are a fact of life. Rent payments are a fact of life. Mortgage payments are a fact of life. You need to be able to see where your money goes and be organized enough to know how much should be spent for any certain things and how much is left over. Chapter 3, Check Your Statements. Most individuals capitalize on low-interest charge card offers but never read their statements when paying the bill. Charge cards are notorious for utilizing low interest as bait for fresh clients, then switching to higher rates after a couple of months. Make a habit of looking at your statement cautiously to see what rate of interest you're paying monthly and if any transaction fees have been applied. If the rate increases or a transaction fee shows up on your statement, a simple call to the charge card company can often be beneficial in resolving the matter. If not, try to swap your money to a more positive rate. Understand it. Paying delinquent interest on your charge card monthly can total up to an immense sum at the end of the year. That is, if you are able to track your payments. It may be frustrating to forever keep looking for charge card bills that you know came in the mail, but you can't remember where you put them precisely. Before you know it, you'll either make another late payment or worse, altogether forget to pay them. To obtain savings and increase your credit rating, it will take some effort on your part to organize and keep a record of your charge card bills and payments. Make sure you look at all your charge cards and make a list of them. Next, gather all your charge card bills. Look at the statements and check the dates when the payments are owed. List each date beside your charge card list and use the bin method in Chapter 1. This way, you'll know which charge card bills you're able to expect in a billing cycle and make a schedule later. Put your charge card bills into separate bins so that you can't miss seeing them. Place a stapler, paperclip, and pens close to where you keep the bins or file folders. Make sure you keep a small basket or box where you are able to drop all your receipts each time you shop. Make certain that you regularly place all your receipts in this container. At the end of the week, make it a habit to go through all your purchase receipts and sort them in separate files per charge card. Clip them together for easier management and access. When a charge card bill comes in, check the statement. Compare the itemized list of purchases that you've made against all the receipts that you have saved and separated. This will help you to keep track of your purchases, the amount you paid against what is reflected in your charge card bill, and make complaints if you discover discrepancies, whether in your purchases or payments. See to it that you check each charge card bill as soon as it comes in and that the bill is always in the correct bin for timely payment. Attach the receipts to each statement. Write the word paid and a date on those bills that you've paid. You might have to do this a couple of times if you are able to only manage to pay the lower limit. Alternate the utilization of your charge cards based on their billing cycles. This way, you don't get deluged with several statements in the middle and end of the month. Make a little record, either on paper or do one utilizing a spreadsheet. Label each column with the charge card name, the total balance, the due date, the lower limit payment, the amount you paid off, the current balance, and when you paid them. Place this with your bins or folders and regularly cross off those that you've paid in full. You are able to then anticipate what is due and see those that you've paid fully. Organizing your charge card bills will keep your regular payments on track, exempting you from worrying and giving you some savings. Keep all your charge card bills for at least 1 year for audit and quick reference to check purchase and payments. You might find that some charge cards have outrageous surcharges and are worth canceling.